Welcome to the For Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 15th of January, recording at 9:55 p.m. And that's Greenwich Mean Time. Now, let's have a quick look at the highlights here today. A quiet action for the most part, at least in stock markets, which really remain a little bit overstretched. It's been a terrific performance here if you go back to December and what we've also seen in January so far. But a little overextended and a little overbought here, and I think that's the main reason for this pause that we're actually seeing. But in Asia, again, Japan and China, they have been to the forefront, and additional gains here today. I think they're both impressive, particularly China extending that huge gain that it saw yesterday. Now, the European stock markets are quietly mixed. We're really talking about small percentage moves in here. Outside of the Eurozone, but Switzerland had one of the better gains on a somewhat softer Swiss franc over the last week or more, and that was up nearly the stock market was up nearly 1% in Switzerland. You see, the UK is just up a tiny fraction, and in the Americas, well, it's interesting. Wall Street closed to the upside for the Dow and the S&P, and the NASDAQ was actually a little bit lower. I suspect Apple might have been a factor in that, but well, I'll check it. And Apple... get the code right. Sorry. Such an important share. Yeah, Apple took a hit in here today, down almost $16, brought it back to 485.92. Now, let's spend a moment on that, because Apple had such a stunning performance, and it really did take off early in 2012, and it just surged, going from 400 to up to almost 650 in a matter of looks like about 3 months. And then it had a moderate pullback and mean reversion, but then had another go and ran up to 700. And that was just so overextended, and you can remember some of the talk at that time by Apple bulls who were all talking about 800,000, name your figure. But this, we always see this every single year. We'll see some shares get these absolutely fantastic moves, and even the bulls will be surprised, and then they have such an emotional, not to mention financial, interest in the situation that they become arrogant and complacent and blind to the risks. Well, here we are back from just over 700 down to 485.92, and it's just broken down below that $500 level. Now, subsequently, of course, the various criticisms have come out. The big one, in my opinion, is that disaster they had with the map in their latest iPad. So this is still in retreat. It's in an overall downward trend. And we really need to see an upward dynamic that certainly carries above 500 minimum to suggest a downside failure in the onset of a steadier phase here overall. Now, elsewhere, that was pretty much it. Canada slightly firmer, Mexico and I see the Bolivia index is down a down a little lower. Brazil down a little. Okay, government bonds steady here overall. Remember they took that big hit starting late last year and carrying on through, well, it carried on through December and into this year. But we've seen them steadying here subsequently. And of course, we've still got the QE. And maybe more people are a little bit more anxious about stock markets here. So this rally is continuing. And in terms of the Japanese government bonds, for instance, it's pushed back up into the trading range, the broad trading range. And the U.S. Treasuries have done the same. So we're still holding the range here overall. Again, I maintain that this is a bubble, but I have not said that the bubble has burst yet, and therefore it would be premature to short longs in that market. Maybe that we had a little bit of wake-up call in the sharp reaction that's actually taken place. And I would want to have some, at minimum, some trailing stops and maybe start to ease out on the current rally that we're beginning to see. Now, in currencies, US dollar, which has been soft of late, but it's a little bit firmer in here today. US dollar index is still below 80 at 79.73, but that is up on the day. And what we see is pretty much unchanged against the Australian dollar at 105.65, but the euro has given up a little bit of ground, down 77 ticks to 1.3305. And sterling, well, just about unchanged at 1.6065. Now, precious metals had an interesting day here. The star performer of late has been platinum, and it has probably run out of steam in the short term. I think it's gone up about $150 in the last fortnight here, and platinum got up briefly to 17.06 and 80 cents. Now, it's trading after hours right now at 16.83. That's still up nearly $25. But we had a bit of acceleration in here today in what has been a very strong, I think, consecutive day move overall. So, but there's a little bit of news too that I should also mention. And this goes back to the South African mining strike, mine workers' strike involving two rival unions. And it's been violent and it's been protracted. And we had the announcement today that Anglo American Platinum in South Africa has said that it will be idling four mine shafts. Now that will cut output by 400,000 ounces a year, and the reduction is equal to almost 7% of total global production. So that's big, and that has certainly been a factor driving the price. But I think there's a more important story here overall, because we had seen palladium stay relatively firm. Okay, it fell back, what was it? At least a couple of weeks ago, somewhat, but it's rallied right back up to the higher side of its 3.5 month range, and it's currently at $1,711. And platinum moved up really quite close to the higher side of its overall range, and silver and gold, and there have been a lot of bearish comments on these two metals recently, and yet they have lost downward momentum and have been pushing somewhat higher. For instance, spot gold is currently just above 1679. That's albeit that's down from the high. It got up to, I think, 84 and change, or was it 86 and change? I'm not sure. It's not on the screen here at the moment. But a good performance here overall, and silver, which got up to 3161 before settling back at 3137. It's been a strong performance by the precious metals overall. Now, my feeling is that having both palladium and platinum, okay, they've been in fashion because of the strike action in South Africa, which affects the platinum, but also because of the interest and enthusiasm in the global automobile sector and the near certainty that the production and sales that people are talking about will increase demand for both platinum and palladium and catalytic converters. So that's certainly explains that action overall. But the four patterns among those precious metals, including gold and silver, are really quite similar here overall. And you go back with gold, for instance, you go back to 2011, and people were when the price was accelerating higher and clearly becoming very overextended relative to its MA, and people were putting out silly five-figure number targets, trying to outbid each other. Well, that's a classic sign of an important top area, isn't it? And more recently, people have been considerably more bearish, and a few people have been coming out, spokesmen coming out and saying it's all over, and etc., etc. Now, I've mentioned this on a number of occasions here overall, but technically, we are halfway through, exactly halfway through, the 17th month for gold since its peak in 2011, and following previous upward accelerations. And I put in a chart, a semi-logarithmic scale chart that shows the previous action to scale, and you'll see the previous pauses that led to what, on average, were these 21-month pauses before the highs were retested. Now, there's nothing etched in stone that gold has to go on doing that, and obviously it will stop doing it at some point. But is it going to stop doing that when we still have quantitative easing and extremely low interest rates around the world? Well, I would have thought not. But clearly, a lot of short-term traders have left the market because they're more active, or more there are other markets around that have been performing here recently, and that's quite understandable. I think some of the longer-term bulls, and I would say savvy types like George Soros, have actually been increasing their positions in here recently. But gold for confirmation that it is really in an accumulation phase following the earlier distribution or selling, really needs to push back above the $1,800 level, and it's got a way to go before it does that. But I wouldn't bet against that. I'll put it that way. Now, what else to mention? Grains and beans, a little bit firmer here. I notice that corn is up for 7 days in a row. We haven't seen that for a while. Wheat's up for the last 3 days, but from a low level. Soybeans not doing so much. I think they had a biggish day yesterday, but no follow-through in here today. And I think this is largely on the low carryover stockpiles because, as I mentioned yesterday, the new crops in Brazil and other South American countries are really not going to be maturing and harvested and available for several more months. And those crops have been going well overall, but stockpiles are low, and the food inflation that we saw in China as a consequence of really cold cold weather. So no global warming there, as I've said before. That has maybe sparked a little bit of short covering and maybe some demand in those markets. And last but not least, Croatia. Now, the stock market has been surging in the last about 2 to 3 weeks here prior to Croatia formally joining the euro. And so it will be more in the news going forward. As a digression here, I'll be going to, by chance, I'll be going to Dubrovnik in May. I'll be interested to look around the place. And on that note, all the best to all of you.